one of the first incidents of swine flu, or what is now known as H1N1, began at St. Francis. Were you surprised of the outbreak taking place at St. Francis?
Oh, we were very surprised. In fact, when we started having some cases come in, we didn't know what it was, and that was about April 23rd or so of this year. And it took us a day to find out from the Department of Health that it may have been the swine flu going through the building. So, yeah, we weren't ready for something like that.
Have you ever been able to determine why it took place at St. Francis?
We had some senior students who went on a trip to Cancun, Mexico, and it was not school-sponsored. They went on their own. We know that a couple of those students were ill when they came back from the trip and then came to school while they were ill. So as we look back, when they entered the school, I guess it was the 19th or 20th of April, quickly the organism, the pathogen, started spreading from one student to another. And as you know, being in a classroom with bodies in close contact, it's very easy for a pathogen to spread very quickly. So we think that's how it started here.
As we approach the flu season, we're also approaching the beginning of school for the fall semester. What preparations are you taking to meet the threat of the swine flu epidemic?
Just to say that we've been through this once, and that was a great education for us. We did close for a week. We removed people from the building, staff, faculty, and students. We scrubbed the building down. Now we think coming into September to a new school year, it's a lot about education. And first and foremost, we're going to meet with faculty and staff and students. And one of the first things we're going to say is if you feel sick, don't come to school. If you have some symptoms of a flu, don't come into the building. We're going to say that at the assemblies. We're going to put it on the website. We are going to have it scrolling on monitors that we have set up in the public areas of the building, in the lobbies. We'll have it in much of our paperwork that goes home to parents as well. So we have to make a stand in terms of educating everyone within the community as to what the symptoms are of any type of flu and what precautions to take. So that's going to be one of the jobs we have at hand for the beginning of school. Our nurse has been traveling throughout the summer to a variety of workshops to give her expertise to other educational administrators as to what she went through. And she also has come up with a plan for the medical office in terms of dealing with those students coming down with any type of illness. And if they show signs of fever and flu-like symptoms, they'll be immediately quarantined into a part of our auditorium. And it's been advised that they wear protective masks as well so they don't transmit the disease to someone else. So I think coming in to this school year, we're ready in terms of getting the information out, in terms of educating the people within the community, and ready to just get into action with anything that we're confronted with.